Cody, this one matters because people are watching agents burn money while doing the same loop 20 times, and the disagreement is whether prompt compression is a fix or just nicer-looking waste.
I think it's a real fix, but the article is a little too clean about it. The cost story is solid. If an agent keeps stuffing prior steps back into every call, you are paying again and again for old context.
Right.
And the useful part is, he names the shape of the problem correctly. Each step's prompt gets bigger in a pretty ordinary way, but the whole run cost balloons because every later step drags the earlier baggage with it. That's where the quadratic pain comes from, plus the latency hit when the model has to chew through the whole thing.
I buy that. Also, sorry, your coffee grinder sounds like a leaf blower now. Anyway, that's the very normal product pain here. Somebody ships an agent that feels magical in a demo. Then real usage lands, and every long task gets slower and more expensive.
Yeah, that grinder has entered its performance era. What I like in the piece is that it doesn't jump straight to some giant infra answer. It starts with two cheap moves. Shorten the system prompt, then periodically replace the growing history with a summary.
Mm-hmm.
The Python example is simple, but it gets the point across. He uses TickToken to count tokens, keeps appending these verbose step strings, and then swaps the pile of history for one short summary, like basically completed tasks and current result. In the toy run, uncompressed ends at 109 tokens, and compressed is 36, so about 67% savings.
The user story is pretty clear to me. This is for anyone building an agent that needs more than a couple turns to finish a task. Support workflows, research bots, internal automation, coding agents, anything where the thing has to remember what it already tried.
Sure.
And the adoption barrier is actually low at the start. Recursive summarization plus a distilled prompt needs almost no extra infrastructure. That's very different from telling a small team they need a full retrieval stack before they can control costs.
I agree on the entry point. My skepticism is about what gets lost. A summary that says, tasks A and B completed, result success, that's fine until the agent later needs some weird detail from step three. And now it's gone because your compressor decided it was fluff.
Wait.
An instruction distillation is clever, but a little slippery. The article's example cuts a long assistant prompt down to something like ACT Research Bot. Task, find X. Output, JSON. No fluff. A lot of models will follow that just fine. Some won't preserve the same behavior once you start stripping nuance out of the wording.
That's fair, but I think the market version of this is not perfect semantic equivalence. It's whether the task still clears while cost and latency drop enough to matter. If a team can keep accuracy basically flat and cut loop spend by half, nobody's crying over the poetry of the original system prompt.
Yeah. Where I'd push the article a bit further is on combining methods intentionally. Summarization is lossy by design. Vector retrieval for history, with FAISS or Chroma like he mentions, gives you a way to rehydrate relevant details, instead of hoping the summary kept the right crumbs.
That's the part I think makes it real in production. Distill the repeated instructions. Summarize the running state every few steps. Keep raw artifacts somewhere cheap. Then pull back only what's relevant when the agent hits a branch. Or needs evidence.
Exactly. And LLM Alingua is interesting in that stack because it's trying to remove non-critical tokens before the expensive model ever sees them. I wouldn't start there on day one, though. It's another moving part, and I'd want a baseline before adding a token pruning layer I now have to validate.
This is where you become emotionally attached to a benchmark spreadsheet, which is very episode 392 of us. But yeah, the real buyer question is simple. Does this make my agent cheaper and faster without making it weird?
Rude and accurate. Also, I had terrible sleep, so if I sound extra suspicious, that's just the DC to LA brain lag. But my honest take is the article is directionally right. Prompt compression is not cosmetic once loops get long.
I still wouldn't sell it as a universal default. For short flows, the extra summarize step may be pointless. For high-stakes tasks, summary drift can be worse than token bloat. But for a lot of teams, this is the first sane lever before they redesign the whole agent.
Build next. I do one weekend test in LangGraph. Make a 15-step agent with and without compression. Log token counts each turn with TickToken. summarize every three steps using a cheaper model, and compare not just cost, but task completion and latency.
And for a solo builder, keep it even simpler. Python script, distilled system prompt, raw history saved to disk, summary refreshed every few steps, then maybe swap in Chroma later to retrieve old details, instead of pasting everything back in. Same task set, same eval, side-by-side runs.
If that simple version holds up, then you earn the right to get fancier.
Yeah. So, net of it. Good article, useful pattern, just don't confuse a tidy compression demo with solved memory. All right, Cody, go make peace with the coffee grinder.